Our Lady appeared to St. Simon Stock in the 1200s, and she told St. Simon Stock, and he's a Carmelite, that anybody who wore the brown scapular, and she appeared with like the brown scapular, but the brown scapular was like a very thick, and it went over the shoulders, and it's called scapular based on the scapular bones. She told St. Simon Stock that anybody who died wearing this garment, and referring to the Carmelites, of course, anybody who died wearing this garment would not suffer eternal fire. Now there must be a clarification. This little garment of grace, the brown scapular, this is not magic. Our Lady intended the brown scapular to be used for a sign of their consecration. So what is consecration? We mentioned in the previous video that consecration of the Blessed Mother is giving yourself 100% wholly to God through the intercession of the Blessed Mother, in the style of the Blessed Mother, entrusting your entire self to the Blessed Mother, taking her as your spiritual mother, as your mother in charge of bringing you to salvation. Not that she's our Savior, that's God. God, Jesus Christ, is our Savior. And she's just a creature, but she is the most perfect of all creatures, even above the angels. And the Lord has willed that she be our co-redemptrix, our mediatrix of all graces, and she wants nothing more than the salvation of souls for her Son. So the brown scapular was given to us as a gift. So if we consecrate ourselves to the Blessed Mother, and if we wear our brown scapular, we have the promise of not suffering eternal fire. Now, this isn't magic. Again, I'm going to repeat myself, because some people think that I'm wearing my brown scapular, I can live in mortal sin, and then I can die. No. That's not the way it works at all. The way it works is this. You wear your brown scapular as a sign as your consecration to Mary. If you ever take it off, whenever you put it on, and if you don't, you just say, you renew your consecration. Mary, I give myself to you whole and entire this day for the service of the kingdom of God to bring about the reign of the Sacred Heart of Jesus here on earth. Help me to love and to serve you by loving and serving your Son, Jesus Christ. Something, I just made that up on my own right now. So anything. And then you say a little Hail Mary every morning. Even if you don't take it off, say your Hail Mary every morning as a reminder that you're wearing this brown scapular. Now you must try to live in the state of grace to the best of your ability. You must be striving for holiness, striving for perfection, doing your best to live a life of purity. And then you have the assurance of what? That the Blessed Mother won't let you die. If you fall, she'll make sure that you die, you get back up before you fall, if this is your true intention to truly consecrate yourself to the Blessed Mother. Now that is a beautiful devotion. Amen. There's a little blue book that's called the Garment of Grace booklet. You can get that book at Our Lady of the Rosary Library.org. OLRLady.org. And then you can also get brown scapulars. Not something as cool as this one. Now the brown scapular must be worn on around the shoulders, one little square in front, one square in the back. I wear mine tucked in. I don't ever take it off except to shower. If for any reason I feel like there might be a temptation there in the shower, I leave it on. But it's great not only for ensuring that you will at least make it into purgatory, but also, big time, it keeps you from falling into sins. So I know when I was in college, and I wasn't very devout when I was in college, I was a little bit devout. I wish I would have converted earlier in life. But having my brown scapular on, there were times where I was about to do something, you know, not good, bad, and my brown scapular would just kind of pop out, and then I'd be like, oh, Mary, yeah, I forget. And I'd just tuck it back in, and I'd say, sorry, can't go with you to the club. Sorry, not going to do this. Or in maybe even worse temptations than that. But Our Lady's brown scapular was a holy reminder of my consecration to her, her role in the spiritual life, and me taking it off would be like me saying, and I'm not saying taking it off because of some a good important reason, which I personally don't think there's any very good important reason, but I mean like you want to go somewhere and you're like, oh, I want to go to this place, or oh, my girlfriend's coming over, oh, maybe, you know what I'm saying, maybe something might happen with my girlfriend. So then you're like, oh, I better take off my brown scapular. No. When you do it in that situation, you might as well say, I don't want you, God. I don't want you, Blessed Mother. Go away. I want Satan. Come, Satan. Give me a hug. That's essentially what you're saying. So this is a very good thing to have. So when you put it on, you're trying to be the best of your ability to live in the state of grace. And then what happens? And then when you're tempted, you don't take it off. You leave it on, right? And you kiss it frequently. I know you get partial indulgences for kissing it. Mwah, mwah. Our Lady also promised something called the Sabbatine Privilege. She promised those that wore the brown scapular every day, no miss, don't taking it off. Of course, maybe if you want to shower or whatever, I recommend not taking it off ever. But if you pray, you wear this brown scapular every day and you promise to pray the rosary every single day, that she would deliver you from purgatory on the first Saturday. Amazing. Now, I want to emphasize that this one right here, I love it. I love it. It's so big. Why is it so big? I had this one right here. It's shrunk. The one I'm wearing underneath here is this same exact one, but it's shrunken because of all the times I've worn it. And it's just kind of like changed colors on me. But why the big ones? The big ones are the better ones. Why? Because the bigger the better. The bigger your holy reminder, the better. Man, there is nothing that I love to see more, like, is than a young man or a young lady to see that little brown little, to see that brown string on their shoulders. I'm like, that's a beautiful sight. To see a young person with the brown on their sides. Whoa, I love that. All right, now, I know what you're thinking. Well, I don't want to go through so many brown scapulars. I don't want to lose them all by, like, taking a shower with it and playing sports with it. So what I do is I always have, like, so if when I take off my brown scapular on those rare occasions that I take it off to take a shower, I keep some stuff on me that I never take off. Like, I no matter what, rain, shine, monsoon, I'm never taking off my miraculous medal, I'm never taking off my other sacramentals that I have here. Never, ever, never, 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 ever, never, never. You can't get it off my body, okay? We'll talk about the miraculous medal a little bit more tomorrow. But I want to urge you, greatly, get yourself at least a dozen brown scapulars. A dozen? What? That's so expensive, man. $2 each? Well, if you go to the Our Lady of the Rosary Library.org, they're not $2 each. They are like 25 cents each, 15 cents each. I think you can get some that cheap. And you can get like 25. Whoa, 25? Why do I need so many? Well, think of it this way. You don't ever want to be caught dead without one, okay? I always carry two. That's why I have this one right here, and I have the one I'm wearing. Why? Because let's say, and this has happened to me on several occasions, I've met somebody who's dying, but that they're not consecrating. Hey, it doesn't matter. Our Lady will intercede on their behalf. There, I was in Italy one time, and a man had a heart attack and was laying on the ground. In Italy, there's a lot of atheists, there's a lot of agnostics who are against the faith. And these people were just walking over his body. We were at a restaurant. Walking over his body, nobody cared about him at all. So then I said, man, my heart was tugging at me, brown scapular, brown scapular. So what did I do? I whipped it out of my pocket, I put it around the guy's neck, and then I went back and sat down because I couldn't do anything. And then when the paramedics got there, when they were wheeling him out, that caught my eye was that they were wheeling him out and he had his hands on the brown scapular, clutching it like this. Now let's say, that guy has no idea what's going on. I put it on there against his will or without his consent. Why do you think that that's going to make a difference? Well, let's say this guy lives. If he lives and he wakes up and he opens his eyes and his hand is clutching a brown scapular, he's going to say, I'm only alive because of the Blessed Mother. And that's so true, so true. And this has happened to me at least on three occasions. There was a time where I was in church at a chapel, and we were about to hear a choral ensemble thing. Don't worry, they took the Blessed Sacrament to the back, so there was not like our Lord wasn't getting totally disrespected, although they did kick him out of his house. I should have thought about that. But anyways, this guy just kind of collapsed. His head hit the marble. What happened? Same thing, whipped the brown scapular out. Took him in the ambulance. I don't know what happened to that guy. But guess what? Brown scapular. Now you might say, this is so expensive. This is so much. Look, what? Hell is real. Hell exists. Hell is miserable. Imagine the worst touch, like, burning. Maybe your skin, your flesh is getting peeled off with potato peelers, right? Imagine that. Imagine the worst smell that you smell that you'd vomit. Imagine the worst flavor they put in your mouth, you'd vomit. Imagine you're so thirsty and you cannot have anything to drink. Imagine you have to go to the bathroom so bad and you cannot and you have to hold it for forever. Wow, that's really painful, right? Well, hell is infinitely worse than that. And guess what? It never goes away. It's forever. And you know what? This is not even the beginning. Because we all know that we'd rather have physical pain than soul pain. We know that when we are soul pain, we say, oh, Lord, take away this. I'll take any physical suffering. I'll offer any physical sacrifice. I'll fast. Just take away this pain I have in my heart. It's so wounded. Well, guess what? You know when people commit suicide? They commit suicide. Why? Because of despair from their soul. There's something so painful in their life that it's not even worth living. Well, guess what? Nobody, like, oh, I've got a paper cut. Oh, I burned myself. No, that doesn't happen. This is going to be like hell. It's like hell. But guess what? It's infinitely worse. Hell is infinitely worse. What wouldn't you do to ensure this? Consecrate yourself to the Blessed Mother. Wear the brown scapular. Anybody who is against the brown scapular, this person is friends with the devil, whether they know it or not. If anybody's against the rosary, same thing. When you go against the Mother of God and you say no, don't do this. This is not good. You are saying not to consecrate them to the Blessed Mother? Are you out of your mind? Now again, this is just a sign, a symbol. If my, for some reason, I were to give both of mine away to somebody who's dying, and I were to die right after that, would I be afraid? No, because it's my consecration. This is my outward act, my outward reminder. Okay, so what else am I saying? Order some, but I don't want to use my credit card on the internet. Hey, you got iTunes? You've got, iTunes, you've got your YouTube videos, your accounts. Go and order your brown scapular today. Don't wait. Don't wait. St. John Bosco, on one occasion, his brown scapular fell off the ground. And then he had another in his pocket. It fell off his neck and fell on the ground. He had another one in his pocket, he put it on. And then he heard the devil in an ugly voice say, "You always have to have that thing on, don't you?" And then Bosco said, "Holy Mary, Mother of God, praised be you and your son, Jesus Christ, now and forever."